Hello, it's nice to be with you. This week we'll be working with a concept that involves three very delightful words: soften, open, and receive. I'm sure you are familiar with these words and their practices. I'm sure you're familiar with, especially if you've been meditating with us for this round. You've been receiving quite a bit, or at least that is our hope. One message we've been sending out that we hope you've received is that life is constantly changing. It is constantly evolving, not unlike yourself. Much of meditation is the experience of meeting a new moment. Perhaps directly meeting or observing or pondering a change. Each moment is completely new, and therefore it's different. We are different. In many ways, every meditation practice works with this idea of newness, of being open and receptive, softening ourselves to that which is new, which is inherent to each moment. Simply being there for it. We practice that directly with the practice of smile in the first week of our meditations, saying yes to what is happening right now. Again, being there for it. On some level, welcoming it and creating space for it. That's what a smile does. In the second week, we worked with the tip of the nose, which creates stability, which then leads to the possibility of curiosity and wonder. Noticing the usually not noticed. Noticing the usually not noticed, which oftentimes reveals that small things can be very big things. And then we put that all together and we moved into flow for the third week. So getting into the rhythm of these noticings and these cycles. Each breath, each new day, each new moment flows into the next, and magic happens, both while we're present for and engaged with and moving with these cycles. Magic also happens while we are observing them. We see patterns, and there are plenty of patterns within life. Patterns we may notice about ourselves, our response to ourselves, our response to our thoughts and feelings, and even our responses to others as we take meditation and our training out into the world. We can learn quite a bit, but we need to be receptive. Receptive to that which is presenting, that's key. For some, this idea of receiving can be a revelation. Yet we do it every day. We receive the new day every time the sun comes up. We may receive kind words from a friend or a colleague. We receive emails, texts. Many, 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 many of them. We receive the breath. Some days we may receive raindrops on our head, a bird song in our ear, a breeze on our face, or the warmth of a fire on our skin. We may receive the news of the day, or the impulse to turn off the news of the day when it gets too intense. We may receive somebody else's heaviness or their joy. And so life is a constant ebb and flow of giving and receiving, of receiving and responding. Every meditation has brought the breath to the forefront. When we are following the breath, We're following this ever-present rhythm of releasing and receiving. It's the stuff of life. So this week we are going to work with the receiving aspect, softening to it, opening to it, experiencing it, and hopefully discovering some of the magic of being receptive. If I were to ask you, what are you aware of right now? What happens in your mind? Does it go out searching, looking for something to be aware of straight away? Someplace to land your attention? Perhaps it's possible to soften a bit. Allow for awareness to arise. Allow for more of a subtle, soft focus, a wider focus, an open focus. Perhaps even lingering in that openness. Perhaps what you're aware of is there's not any one thing to find, but it's many things. Perhaps there's a lot of things flowing into the field of your awareness. Sounds, sensations in the body. Perhaps there was an emotion that's been present all along, a low hum, and it becomes apparent, comes into your awareness. Perhaps you're aware of liking certain things. The birdsong sounds nice. Or disliking certain things. That emotion, or perhaps there's a sore spot on your knee. It's a wonderful opportunity to practice flow. Sensations come and go. Thoughts come and go. Even our noticing that which flows into our awareness and flows out. It's a flow of its own. So not landing on any one thing, but just be open to what's here. Knowing it will constantly change and evolve. It's the nature of life. And so, hooray for curiosity. Perhaps we can become aware of what's present in the body. The body is certainly so rich in noticings, becoming interested in the body, curious, and just softly. As you ask, what am I aware of in terms of the body? What little awarenesses arise? Or is there an area or a region of the body that you might open yourself up to? You notice your attention is gently moving there. Soften to the experience of that. Receive sensations, messages. Or you can simply receive a knowing, a surety, a truth of your body as a whole. My body is sitting. My body is breathing. I know that I am sitting. I know that I am breathing. It can be lovely, almost magical, to sit in the truth of that. To allow that truth to become a known. That known to become your truth in this moment. How does it feel to sit, to be supported? To be aware of the body sitting here in this space that you've chosen. Just observe it. Softening to the notion of the body sitting and the fact that your body is sitting. It's softening that allows us to open, and it's the openness that allows us to receive. So much can be readily experienced by bringing your awareness to the upper torso, the rib cage, the lungs, and the chest. Your body is softening so as to open, opening so as to receive the breath, the inhale. Just becoming aware of that, but allowing your focus to be soft. Oftentimes when we're given instruction, we go right to that task at hand again. With this practice of softening, opening, and receiving, it's all about allowing. Even allowing our awareness of the breath to be an exercise in softening. An exercise in opening. So if you sense your focus is really tight, you know, how is my rib cage softening? It's made of bone. What is my rib cage actually doing? How do I feel that? Just loosen up a bit, soften to it. The whole experience of breathing and knowing that this is happening in the upper torso, there is a softening. An opening, a receiving. Just being there with the experience. The body softening to the breath. The body opening to the breath. The body receiving the breath. A soft focus, observing the gentle rhythm, being present with the body. Open to it as the cycle of breath comes in. And in response, the breath cycles out. We sit simply observing, gently allowing. As the body breathes. As we become intimate with our body's innate receptivity, become intimate with the breath, with the body receiving the breath, this intimacy creates powerful shifts towards being fully present in the moment. We soften so as to open. We open so as to receive. As breath comes in and breath moves out. Softening and opening your field of awareness a bit to become aware of the whole body breathing. The body sitting in the space you've chosen to meditate. And together we take a few breaths and we'll bring this sitting to completion. Gently breathe light into the mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self. Realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating.